It's time to get your news on. We are VK1 WIA.
It is the national news. It's for week commencing August 11, 2024. And this week, WIA Director Lee Moyle, VK3GK, joins us. There will be much, much more, though, in this edition of news from your Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
Who listens to radio?
I'm Richard, VK2SKY.
Robert, VK3ARM.
Hi, I'm Bob, VK4BOB, in Cairns.
This is John, VK5DJ.
I'm Mark, VK6QI.
Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.
This is WIA Director Lee Moyle, VK3GK. Tokyo Ham Fair is nearly upon us in 2 weeks, and the WIA will be well represented. Travelling in our VK group is about 10 VK hams. IARU Region 3 Director Oscar Reyes, VK3TX, and ex-WIA Director Chris Platt, VK5CP, are joining with us with several other Northeast Radio Group members. WIA Directors Chris, VK3FY, and myself, VK3GK, are planning to meet with a number of the attending IARU representatives, including JARL, RAST, MARTS, PARA, and other Region 3 societies. Discussion topics will include the harmonisation of the 40-metre band plan, youth in amateur radio, and dealing with intruders in our amateur bands. The IARU plays an important role within the amateur radio strategising and representing our needs for keeping the amateur radio bands allocated to us as commercial interests continue to encroach on our allocations, especially in the VHF and UHF segments. Peter Young, VK3MV, has accepted to represent the WIA and its members at the IARU Region 3 conference in Thailand in early November 2024. We are lucky to have such a knowledgeable and dedicated person at our disposal to attend. Peter was the IARU Region 3 director for many years. The WIA allocates funding for IARU representation, and it is very important for the future of amateur radio to have a voice at these meetings. While on the topic of IARU and 40-metre band plans, don't forget that the WIA is seeking feedback from all amateurs on a number of issues relating to the band to then use as input to the IARU Region 3 conference in November 2024. The main problems affecting the basic 40-metre band plan alignment can be summarised as follows. Inconsistent IARU member society band plans. Specific national regulatory conditions, constraints, e.g. the FCC in the USA. Legacy band plan allocations that haven't been revised following the band expansions granted at WRC 2003, prior to which the 40-metre band was only 100 kHz wide. The wider use and uptake of data modes such as FT8 and FT4 also has called into question whether sufficient band space has been defined to support this level of data mode activity on the 40-metre band. The consultation paper is now available, and members and general amateur radio operators are both invited to respond via the email tac@wia.org.au email address no later than the 6th of September with your feedback. The paper is available to read on the WIA website via a link provided in the text version. From me, that's all from this week. For now, 7.3 is from Lee, VK3GK.
Australiana. Defence is set to run a feasibility trial of 4 containerised computer rooms that could make life easier for IT teams that support joint land force operations. itnews.com.au say, currently the equipment is rack-mounted in ruggedised transportable transit cases. These transit cases must be packed, unloaded, the hardware assembled, then wired and configured in the deployed environment, and typically that's inside tents. And that involves lengthy setup and pack-up times. It constrains the ADF's ability to quickly establish and reconstitute as needed to meet the required operational tempo. Hosting the systems in small shipping containers would reduce setup times and better protect IT equipment in a range of operating conditions. The feasibility trial forms part of works associated with the Commonwealth Land Command, Control, Communications and Computing Program, the LC4. The program is intended to modernise and enhance LC4 systems in order to deliver decision-making superiority and improve the command and control intelligence sensors and weapon system effectors, essential for the conduct of joint land force operations, Australian Defence said.
We are VK1WIA. Now, international news with VK2LAW Jason.
Hello. Leading this week's international news, from Canada, there have been several recent reports from RAC members of phishing attempts by someone purporting to be from the Radio Amateurs of Canada who is forwarding a message on their behalf. According to Microsoft, they say phishing attacks come from scammers designed as trustworthy sources and can facilitate access to all types of sensitive data. As technologies evolve, so do cyber attacks. Phishing attempts use publicly available information to fake legitimacy. In some cases, they use the names and contact information of RAC officials to gain your trust. For example, a recent phishing attempt used the fake heading Minutes and Announcements, 8/2/2024, and states, "You've received a secure message from Phil A. McBride from Radio Amateurs of Canada." It then instructs recipients to save and open an attachment and then sign in using their own email address. In these cases, please do not follow the instructions. To news from Ireland now, ComReg Radio Spectrum Management Operating Plan Consultation. ComReg has announced an open consultation regarding a radio spectrum management operating plan for 2025 to 2028. Amateur radio is a part of this consultation. They note several areas of focus affecting the 2,216 radio amateurs currently licensed by them. They welcome responses from all stakeholders and will review and consider all responses received. Once this process is complete, ComReg will issue a final decision. They've set a deadline of 5 p.m. on the 30th of August 2024 for submissions. Further information, including the consultation document itself, may be found via the news section of ComReg's website, which is available at comreg.ie. Bouvet. Possible return to Bouvet Island in January 2026. Plans are afoot for another de-expedition to Bouvet Island at the end of next year or early 2026. The three Yankee Zero Kilo team will consist of up to 20 or more operators with extensive experience in de-expedition and contesting. The current plan for their $1.6 million budget adventure is to stay for 3 weeks around Bouvet Island using a large vessel and helicopter to get to the island itself. To New York, USA, pay up Johnny Peralta. That's the message from the Federal Communications Commission, which has confirmed a penalty of more than $2.3 million against Peralta for allegedly operating a pirate station on 105.7 MHz in the Bronx in New York City. The word flagrant does not appear in the text of the forfeiture order, but perhaps it should have. Peralta has engaged in the long-standing illicit operation of an unauthorized radio station known as La Mia Radio, the FCC wrote in its forfeiture order. Some of the most egregious pirate radio operations are run by individuals who have ignored prior enforcement actions by the Commission. This is one such case. As such, it merits the strongest possible enforcement measures to the fullest extent of the law. The FCC said then that the station has continually identified itself on the air as La Mia Radio since at least 2018. It said its enforcement activity over several years included multiple field strength readings, photos of antenna equipment, and a notice of unauthorized operation left at the site. The antenna appears to have been moved between a couple of locations. And wrapping up this week's international news, to New Zealand. While some international broadcasters are switching off their shortwave transmitters, Radio New Zealand Pacific is investing in the medium. On October 1, the broadcaster put online a brand new 100 kilowatt shortwave transmitter. The new transmitter replaces a 33-year-old RNZ Pacific Transmitter 1, installed in 1989 near Taupo in central North Island. Part of an NZ $4.4 million project to improve RNZ Pacific's capabilities, the new transmitter supports both DRM digital and analog operation. The switch on was observed by NZ's Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters and dignitaries from Kiribati, the Cook Islands, Samoa, Fiji, Papua New Guinea, and Solomon Islands from RNZ House in Wellington, while another RNZ delegation was at the Rangitiki transmitter site. It, shortwave, was very important back then, when the New Zealand Broadcasting Service launched in 1948, but it's still seriously important now, said the minister. Shortwave is the most certain system there is to make sure that in a crisis, tsunami or cyclone, we can get through to them. For VK1WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, Contest Wise 2024. This weekend, you can participate in the second leg of the SARL Youth QSO Party to celebrate International Youth Day on 12 August. This South African QSO Party is CWN phone on 40 metres. The exchange is an RS-RST report and the operator's age. A little later, we'll have more youth-orientated news where Alec joins us with his Yoda segment. August 17-18, a Remembrance Day Contest. Amateurs will endeavour to contact amateurs in BK call areas, Citadel and P29 and all bands except WARC bands. Modes allowed are phone, CW and RTE as per the era remembered. Again, the 2024 contest is 17th and 18th August. 44th Lara Contest and Solara Contest is always held on the last full weekend of August. Wales work everyone. OMs work Wales only. Starts Saturday 25th August at 0600 hours UTC. Ends Sunday 26th August at 0559 hours UTC. Suggested frequencies. All HF bands except 160 metres and WARC bands. Contacts made on EgoLink also be accepted. Oceania GX Contest. This year's contest will be held October 5th and 12th. Yoda Contest. Youth on the Year Test 303 will be from 10 hours to 21.59 hours UTC on 29 December on the 5 classic bands CW and SSB. Dick's Window to the World, New Zealand. NZIT has a special event call sign for the upcoming America's Cup to be held in Spain later this year. ZL6M Cup has been allocated to celebrate this event with Phil Garside, ZL2RO, as the trustee of the call sign. November 30 is when ZL6M Cup goes off air. Celebrating the 100th anniversary of Radio Belgrade, the Belgrade Amateur Radio Club is active as YT100RB and YU1924RB until November 30. For details of a certificate that is available, see yu1ano.org. OL80 Carbon is active until the 30th of November to mark the 8th anniversary of Operation Carbon during World War II. This operation involved the dropping of paratroopers in the Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia. The Protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia was a partially annexed territory of Nazi Germany that was established in 1939 after the German occupation of the Czech lands. A team of operators is active using call OL80 Carbon on CW, SSB and digital modes on the HF bands. More information is available on qrz.com. In the World DX, we are listening for members of the Zurich City Police Radio Amateur Club throughout the year, operating as HB20SP. The club is marking its 20th anniversary. Unfortunately, no bureau QSLs, but you can use Logbook of the World. And HB20SP runs until December 31. listen throughout the year for the special call sign 9A100RKZ, marking the 100th anniversary of the Radio Club Zagreb, which was founded the 24th of March 1924 in Croatia. QSL via 9A1ADE. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix VK4FU Q-Inningham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Bruce, VK3FFF.
And a very good day to you. Worldwide special interest group news, summits on the air, worldwide flora fauna program, parks on the air, and other adventure groups. No mountaintops, no trekking through parks or beaches this week. Instead, we're taking it easy. We're motorhoming. An amateur radio Facebook group for those of us who like getting out and about in our motorhomes, camper vans and caravans, seeing the world whilst enjoying our radio hobby. All radio enthusiasts from anywhere in the world are welcome to join this Facebook group set up initially in Great Britain. Worldwide special interest groups, astronomy and wireless weather. Sunspot counts hit a 23-year high. The sun is partying like it's 2001. That's the last time sunspot counts were as high as they are now. The monthly average sunspot number for July 2024 was 196.5, according to the Royal Observatory of Belgium's Solar Influences Data Analysis Centre. This eclipses every month since December 2001. Solar cycle 25 wasn't expected to be this strong. When it began in December 2019, experts predicted it would be a weak cycle, like its immediate predecessor, solar cycle 24. If that forecast had panned out, solar cycle 25 would be one of the weakest solar cycles in a century. Instead, solar cycle 25 has shot past solar cycle 24 and may be on track to rival some of the stronger cycles of the 20th century. Already in May 2024, we have experienced a century-class geomagnetic storm with aurora sighted here in Australia, the South Pacific, Central America, and South Africa. The last time sunspot numbers were this high, the sun was on the verge of launching the great Halloween storms of 2003, which included the strongest X-ray solar flare ever recorded, X45, and a CME so powerful it was ultimately detected by the Voyager spacecraft at the edge of the solar system. Is this solar max? The jury is still out. Worldwide special interest groups, maritime, including ILLW News, ILLW, 17th of August to 18th of August 2024. EI2WRC will activate Hook Lighthouse, ILLW reference IE0003, on Saturday and Sunday, the 17th and 18th of August, for the 27th International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. The present structure at Hook is about 800 years old and is the oldest intact operational lighthouse in the world. This makes it the most sought-after lighthouse for this great event. Worldwide special interest groups, radio amateur young timers. Yota, here's Alec, VK2MV.
Thank you, Bruce. Elmer Special Event honours mentors. This notification from Rich KB1FGC was sent to me the other day, and I think it's well worth sharing, so I'll read his email. Hello. KB1FGC here, and I am hosting my third Elmer special event on October 18th to October 20th. This year we have three call signs, W1E, W3E, and W4E. It is in my honour of many hams who have mentored new hams over the years. We have about 12 operators this year. This ELMA event started 3 years ago when I found out that a single operator could host their own special event. I realized that I had never seen an event held for honoring all the amateurs who helped out new hams entering the hobby. So, the idea was born and the first one was 2022. This year, 2024, I have three webpages on QRZ.com that tell about the event. The call signs are W1E/ELMA, W3E/ELMA, W4E/ELMA. Great work, Rich, and of course, great work all of those who have helped we newbies join the wonderful world of ham radio. How about we get our own VK special event for Aussie ELMAs? For VK1 WIA National News, I'm Alec, VK2 MV in Sydney. Now back to you, Bruce.
Thanks, Alec. Worldwide special interest groups, Rescue Radio, India. In the aftermath of the devastating landslides that struck Wayanad, ham radio enthusiasts have stepped up, establishing a vital communication network that has been crucial for rescue efforts and saving lives. The amateur radio system, set up by volunteer operators at the District Collector's Office in Kalpetta, has been providing essential information to both affected communities and authorities. This system has proven indispensable as mobile phone services were available only to a select few. District Collector D.R. McHashry reached out to the ham radio operators, and they have been instrumental in keeping the lines of communication open. And Malaysia, hams took part in a mass disaster communication simulation exercise to transmit messages across 30 hills and mountain peaks in their nation recently. The event was organised by the Malaysian Amateur Radio Transmitters Society, MARTS, that was set up in 1952. Its president, Maud Aris Bernawi, said the exercise was to establish the locations where two-way radio communication can be carried in the event landlines, internet and mobile phone communication had to be shut down due to large-scale disasters. Quote, the floods in Pahang and Selangor in 2014 and 2021 respectively rendered landlines and other digital networks unusable due to the need to shut off electricity. The Malaysian newspaper The Star, in reporting on this, said radio communication can also be useful when there are large-scale forest fires where electricity and communication cable lines are located. Among peaks chosen for the exercise was at the National Planetarium in Kuala Lumpur using the call sign 9M2RPN. MARTS member Hamdan Abu, who coordinated the locations, chose the planetarium because it was located more than 150 metres above sea level. Worldwide special interest groups, VHF and above. Monday, the 5th of August 2024, Andrew, VK3CV, and Noel, VK3NH, completed a QSO on the 241 GHz, or 1 mm band. This is the highest frequency allocated amateur band here in VK. The QSO was completed over a path of 10.8 kilometres from the Sky High restaurant on Mount Dandenong to an elevated location in Ringwood, with both stations operating portable. Signal reports were 5x5 from VK3NH and 4x8 from VK3CV. Some QSB was evident, but it was quite slow and not deep. Atmospheric conditions were definitely not ideal, with the barometer reading 1022 and a temperature of 13.4 degrees at Ringwood and 10 degrees at Mount Dandenong. The relative humidity was 72%. These figures are very detrimental to long-range communication at 241 GHz due to added atmospheric losses of, in this case, around 30 dB. Note that this atmospheric loss is in addition to the normal free space path loss. Some of the activities are shown on the VK3CV YouTube channel. I'm Bruce, VK3FFF, in sunny but very cold Bendigo.
Hi, this is Nathan, VK5DAD, from the Adelaide digital link repeater system. You can hear the WA broadcast every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and 1900 hours in the evening on the following Adelaide digital link repeater systems on YSX and YSF 69159, VK5RSV 70 centimetres Wollonga Hill, VK5RDF 70 centimetre repeater Crafers, VK5RBV 70 centimetre Barossa, VK5RKW 70 centimetre Hermitage, and VK5RWR 70 centimetres the Riverland.
2024, it's a date, and clubs are welcome to email, text, along with audio for this section. Details of all WIA-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the WIA website. That's wia.org.au. VK3 Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club Radio Fest, August 18. In VK4, Redcliffe Club Car Boot Sale, Saturday, August 24, at the clubhouse, McFarlane Park, Kippering. And this week, a new one on the social calendar. It's in VK4 again, Sunfest, Saturday, September 14 at Coolum Civic Centre. In VK6, it's Perth Tech 2024, September 21 for 2 days at Gidgeganup. VK4, Gold Coast Hamfest, October 13 at Narang Country Paradise Parklands, 231 Beaudesert Narang Road, Narang. VK5 Amateur Radio Experimentist Group Radio and Electronic Sale, Saturday, October 26, 10 a.m, David Roche Park, Kilbourne. VK7 Tasmanian Ham Conference, November 2 and 3 in Hobart at the Sandy Bay Campus of UTAS. And VK3 Spark Rosebud Radio Fest, November 17, Eastbourne Primary School, Alambie Avenue, Rosebud. Now, till next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
This is VK1WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions. www.wia.org.au.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.